Episode 1215, Healthy Living is More Than Just the Basics.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy day. How is your week going? Can you believe it's already hump day? Okay, I never did like that. It just kind of sounds weird. Regardless, I pray that your week has already been filled with multitudes of blessings. It is Wellness Wednesday, and we're diving deep. Healthy living is more than just the basics. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. A healthy lifestyle is one we aim to claim. However, living it out takes more than a plan. Healthy living is more than just the basics. A child may not understand the basics, but we as adults have no excuses. We get it. Living a healthy lifestyle is very simple. You probably know exactly what you need to do. There's three things. Come on, rattle them off with me. Number one, you got to move intentionally. Yes, that means fitness. That means exercise. Whatever you want to title it, that means you got to work out. We all have to move more than we sit. And nowadays, we're sitting more than we move. We know this, right? Number two, nourish with real food and hydrate. We know this processed stuff that is on the shelf is not good for our bodies, yet we still take it. And we know we need to drink more water. We don't need to drink all the other stuff, even though it may taste great and it's flavored and it's got all this kind of sugar and all that. We got to hydrate with the H2O, the basics. And finally, number three, sleep. You need some Z's, don't you? We do. We need 7 to 9 hours a day. Are you getting it? You may not be getting it, but you know you need it. These are the basics to living a healthy lifestyle. Then you have some other things that you need to be watchful of. It's the sprinkle of the salt and pepper, I like to think of it. You know, too much or too little can change it all. Think of it as stress, schedule, and sleep. Too much stress, not a good thing. Run away from the stress. You don't need it in your life. Maybe you're feeling it now. Maybe you're a little too hot in the head. Not because you think you're a know-it-all, it's because of the stress factor. What about your schedule? Keeping your schedule contained, refrained, refined to what you need in your life, in your season. But we let it get out of control, right? You have one child that's in 3 activities, another child that's in 5 activities. You've got one that's in not even living in your house, and they've got like 12 activities, and you're already hurrying and scurrying. You're like, I can't do all this. Scheduling, salt and pepper. What about sleep? Well, we talked about it as a basic. It is a basic, but it's one that we give ourselves, you know, kind of some leniency. And we're like, oh, well, I can afford to lose maybe an hour if I stay up just a little bit later on the weekends because it's kind of fun. It's not going to be a big deal. The next weekend, it's like 2 hours. The next thing you know is you have no sleep schedule. Your body's all out of whack. You're wondering why you wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning. You can't go back to sleep. Your body doesn't know if it's coming or going. Stress, schedule, sleep, it's a salt and pepper in our healthy lifestyle. All of these change with the seasons in your life. If you were to take everything into consideration, living a healthy lifestyle should be a piece of cake. But it's not. In fact, you might be caught with the cake in your hand, or I should say in your mouth with extra frosting around your lips. Yummy, I know. Why is it so unfair? It is so unfair. I get it. What is it that can help reduce the probability of falling back into old habits? We do it so easily. The quick answer? You know it. It's a lifestyle change. We need that transformation, but it has to be a quote-unquote lifestyle. It can't be this diet that just makes it work for a little bit. It can't be this workout that we can live with for just 30 days and we hang it up, or a 90-day or whatever. It has to be a lifestyle implementation to make it what? A habit. It's got to become one with us. Don't you want to feel like Star Wars, I know May the Fourth be with you, is already passed, but I feel like with Yoda, it's like you must be one with the Force. I can't do his voice. I'm not very good at imitations, but if my husband was here, he would sound like Yoda for you. So laugh and smile. And just think that you've got this little short Yoda thing looking at you saying, may the force be with you. You must be one. It's a lifestyle. It's a habit. You have to create it. So if you're desiring a lifestyle change, how's it going to happen? Because you've tried. Lord knows I've tried. He knows. We've had many discussions about it. In fact, sometimes I think we've had so many discussions about it that he puts me on mute when I talk to him about my lifestyle, my food, my root beer floats. Now I've moved kind of away from root beer floats. It's just Bluebell ice cream. If you've ever had a Bluebell ice cream, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't, you have no idea what you're missing. It's probably a good thing. I wish I never found it, but it's incredible. It tastes like the homemade churned. Okay, I'll stop there because this is Wellness Wednesday. And what does ice cream have to do with wellness? It doesn't. But what it does have to deal with is our lifestyle change. God and I have this conversation all the time. I'm like, Lord, why is it so unfair? Why is it that some people can have all of this? They can work out just 3 times a week and I can have the same thing they're having, do the same workouts, and I gain weight. It's not fair. It's not right. My hips are bigger. And then I think, okay. And then I start to reason it out. Do you catch yourself there? You reason out your old habits. You reason out why your body responds the way it does. It's a trap. It's a vicious cycle. So you want that desired lifestyle change. How's it going to happen? You got to get in the driver's seat. What drives you? Ask yourself that question. What drives me? Because it really all comes down to you, right? It depends on you. You are the missing link to your lifestyle. You can only be you. I can't be you. I can try to help you be you, but I cannot live out your life. I could give you words to say, but I don't have your heart. I don't have your feelings. I can see them. I can help you tame them or increase them. We can do lots of different things, but you are you. I can't sit there and become you, right? It's impossible. You are the missing link to your lifestyle. Now, don't feel guilty. I've done it multiple times. And as recent as, like I told you, now. Yeah, box after box after box, moving truck. A month here, 4 months later, 8 months down the road. And I'm thinking, oh, Lord, why me? It's not fun. It's not fun for any of us. You have to begin to look at things differently. Putting off everything until tomorrow only prolongs what you really want today. I want you to think about that. Putting off everything until tomorrow, because we do. That ice cream, Bluebell ice cream calling my name. Oh, it looks so good. I'm just going to have a couple scoops. It'll be all right. It's just a little bit. I'll have tomorrow and I won't do it tomorrow. But then tomorrow becomes today. And what happens? I do the same thing all over again. Putting off everything until tomorrow only prolongs what you really want today. But today, it's easier to stay where you are right now. You're comfortable. Today's Wellness Wednesday is brought to you by Health, Hope, and Inspiration with Reverend Percy McCray. Almost everyone has been affected by cancer in some way, maybe even someone you love. According to the American Cancer Society, 1 out of every 2 men and 1 out of every 3 women will receive a cancer diagnosis in their lifetime. An estimated 1.6 million adults will be diagnosed with cancer this year alone. It may be you or someone you love, but there is hope for anyone facing cancer. There's an online source of practical information about cancer prevention, treatment, and overall healthy living. On the weekly podcast, Health, Hope, and Inspiration, Reverend Percy McCray talks with wellness professionals, doctors, pastors, and everyday people who share their expertise, experiences, and stories of hope. Take a moment and visit healthhopeandinspiration.com and subscribe to the free weekly Health, Hope, and Inspiration podcast. It's Wellness Wednesday, and you're wondering how to live a healthy lifestyle. You want that lifestyle change, but you keep putting everything off until tomorrow, knowing that what you really want tomorrow, you want today. You're comfortable, so why work harder? Well, that's a good question. Why work harder? you really want something different in your life. So what's really going to kick it into gear for you? You've got to be in the driver's seat. What drives you? What really drives you? So hang on tight and get in the car. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Get in the car. Are you ready for it? Oh, I sure am. I like a good car. Okay, maybe that's really what my dad liked and he would tell me about it and I learned. And yeah, that's for another episode. But I do like to look at pretty cars. I don't want to know the ins and outs of them. But it's important that we get in the car. If we're going to be in the driver's seat, we need to know what drives us. You got to get in the car. And that's C-A-R. Let's break it down as how it pertains to living a healthy lifestyle. C, commit. Commit to you. You can decide all you want. You probably have 100,000 times, and that's probably not an exaggeration depending upon your age. You know, how many years already have you gone through New Year's resolutions and said, this is what I'm going to do for my health. This is how I'm going to either lose weight. This is how I'm going to build muscle. This is how I'm going to lean out. This is how I'm going to exercise more. This is how I'm going to get more 10,000 steps in. This is how I'm going to eat more vegetables. This is how I'm going to, what is it for you, fill in the blank. I'm exhausted just saying it. You can decide all you want, but there has to be a commitment. Treat it as a covenant. Yeah. If you have to, think of it as like old biblical times. Sign your life away in blood. Okay, not literally. We want you alive, but you have to commit. And a covenant, when you use that word covenant, it just seems to have so much more power, doesn't it? So make it a covenant. It's not just a decision. Oh, I think I'm going to do this. Because guess what? Your decision you can put off. Think about your to-do list. You got a to-do list. You probably have 15 things on that to-do list today. Did you get them all done? Maybe you still have half of it to go or half your day to go. I'm sure you haven't gotten even 3 of them done yet. Why? Because life happens. Just like with living, life happens to us. And so we have to go above and beyond and we have to commit. And a commitment says, I'm there through the thick and the thin. You're going to do whatever it takes. If that means you have to get up an hour earlier, you're going to get up an hour earlier. That doesn't mean that you're going to sleep less, because when you get up an hour earlier, you're hoping what? To get everything in that you really need to do. You're committing. It's a covenant. That's your C. What drives you? Get in the car. A. Aim for progress. You know what aim is. Action ignites motivation. It's all about what? Moving forward. It's the next step. Aim for progress. Too many times we're looking for perfection. I don't care if you exercise only twice this week and you did it 3 times last week. Guess what? You exercised. I don't care if you missed vegetables the last 3 days. Are you eating vegetables tonight? Then you ate vegetables. You don't need to keep score. You need to be what? Committed and look for progress. And let me give you an inside secret to this progress. Don't rely on the numbers. Yeah, that scale lies. No, I know it gives you a number and you're like, oh, but it's going down and then it goes up. You know what? In the summertime, you may just go up a little bit. You could be retaining water depending upon your activities. So I want you, if you're really thinking of wanting to change your healthy lifestyle and you want to see a difference, I want you to take a picture. I know it's a selfie. I'm not telling you to put it out on Snapchat. I'm not telling you to put it on your Facebook or your Instagram story. No, I want you to keep it for yourself. So you can go back and you can take a picture. It doesn't have to be every week, but if you're really working hard, you may want to take a picture every week. It could be once a month, whatever you need to stay on course. And then guess what? I want you to go and I want you to pick out one outfit. I know you have one thing in your closet that you wish you could get into. We all do. Guys, you probably don't. Us women, we do. I know you're thinking of it already. Go to that item. When you get home, you're probably running right now or doing errands or shopping or running the kids the next activity. Don't fret. Don't worry about it. What I want you to do is say, okay, making note, and when you can, put it on your calendar and say, I want to get that outfit out. Get the outfit out, right? It's get in the car. Because then you can start trying that on, and pretty soon you're going to find out, oh, it's a little looser here. It's a, oh, I'm liking how it's fitting there. Oh, I've got still some, you know, I other things have to move along, but I'm making what? Progress. It's not about perfection. Aim for progress. That's going to keep you what? In the action ignites motivation stages of life, and that's where you want to be. C for commit, A for aim. And to round it off, since you're driving in this beautiful car, you need to rise above. Rise above the norm. It's really easy to go to the grocery stores and you see everything on the shelves. And I love it when they're redoing things. It's their marketing ploys. That's what I'm going to nicely call them. And they move things all around. And you're like, oh, it was right here last week. And then it switched over two or three aisles or whatever. I'm like, seriously? But have you noticed when you go in the grocery stores or your box stores, whatever store you're shopping in, a Walmart or a Target or Kmart, Sears, wherever you are, look at what's right in front of you. Okay, they have like an average height of where we as human beings see. And that's what they put of where they want us to buy stuff. So you know what? That's why I say rise above. Look for things that aren't right in front of your face. You can eat all the processed CRAP that you want. It's right in front of your face. But instead, you'll probably have to go what? Shop around the outside perimeter of the grocery store. Yeah, that's where your fresh fruits and vegetables are. Your protein. It's all your real food. You want to be searching that area. When you're in the aisles, don't just look at what's right in front of you. Why? Because maybe the organic stuff is up high or down low. You need to look around because they're going to put in front of you what they really want you to buy, because then what? You don't have to search for it. But you want something different, you have to rise above. Rise above the norm. Don't trust everything you see. Even salt looks like sugar, or sugar can look like salt. Depends on what you crave. Don't trust everything you see. Get in the car. Commit. Aim. Rise. Are you ready for a road trip? Oh, I sure am. I am ready. We're going to take one together. I cannot wait. Some exciting things around the corner. Literally, are you ready to turn right with me? It's going to be awesome. I know living a healthy lifestyle is not easy. I've been there. I've done that multiple times. I've failed and fallen off the wagon. I've had major seasons in my life. One just recently. If you all have been listening for a while, you know that this move has been probably the most difficult move in my life for lots of different reasons. And yeah, my healthy lifestyle was put on the back burner. And now I'm paying the price. I don't feel like I have as much energy. I feel like I'm having to work harder than what I really want to. And on top of that, it's making me feel a little bit older, and I do not like that. And it doesn't help that in the season of life where I've got graduates from college and high school and life is just really in a transition, I'm just kind of feeling a lot of stress. You don't have to do it alone, though. It may not be easy, but it is simple. You got to get in the car. Maybe you want someone to ride along with you. Think about it. Aren't road trips a lot more fun together? So let's do it together. Click on the link, Take Aim, in the show notes. Yes, Take Aim, Action Ignites Motivation. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. We can talk specifically about your life and where you are, where you're failing and where you are thriving. Because whether you want to think about it or not, you actually are doing some really awesome things. However, you're just kind of focused on what? All the bad stuff, because it's easier. It's right there in front of us. You know, to take that pie in the face is so much easier than trying to rise above. I want to help you, and I want to be that passenger in your car. You're in the driver's seat, but I want to be there to help you. Click on that link, Take Aim, in the show notes, and that will begin our conversation. I'm so excited. I cannot wait to hear from you. And I cannot wait for what's right around the corner. It is going to be absolutely thrilling. So you'll want to stay tuned. And if you haven't already signed up for our newsletter, you'll want to do that too. You can head on over to createyournow.com, and the newsletter is right there. We're making some changes to the newsletter. So if you haven't done so already, you'll want to go ahead and sign up for that. And also, one step further, I know this is a lot of information, but it's Wellness Wednesday. And we all want something different in our life. That's why you're here. Your goal is to impact, live, love, and impact the world that you touch. You want to do that? You want to join with a group of women? Click on the link in the show notes. It's Women of Impact. We have a private Facebook group. All you have to do is click join, and I will approve your membership. Would love to see you there. It's a small, intimate group, and we have just a sweet group of ladies there. It's incredible. And for you men, if you're interested, no, I don't have a men's group yet. You can private message me and we will talk and see kind of where we are with that. But women, you're already out there. Okay, take a deep breath. There's been a lot of information today. A whirlwind. Maybe you feel like you've just been in a tornado today. Maybe this week has been crazy, and you know what? Maybe this month isn't going to get any better. But you can live a healthy lifestyle. And no, it just doesn't come from the basics. What's going to drive you? You are. Get in the car. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.